Il y a 2 semaines, Roubaix a participé à une conférence journalistique d'un Verbund. Écoutez-la expliquer exactement à Nima de quoi il s'agissait. Roubaix et Nima, vous avez la parole.
Hi Ruby, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Hello Nima.
Yeah, welcome again to the show. Ruby is one of the participants as well today. Ruby, recently you were at the Journalist in Verbund in Freiburg at their 30th anniversary, and also the mentees and the mentors getting together. Tell us a little bit about this. We're interested to know.
Journalistenbund is, let's say, is like a network of female journalists in Germany, and you know, like yearly they used to meet, and in this meeting they used to talk about the future of journalism concerning women, concerning female journalists, and as a female journalist, I got the chance to get there from 30th June till 2nd July, I mean, and that was also a jubilee here, from, well, that was 38 years of this association, and it's like, it's all about elder journalists taking care about, taking care of empowering. Sorry, I just got something in the throat. Elder journalists taking care of that, empowering the young ones coming for their future career.
Empowering young journalists to their future careers. The team, empowering women through justice and freedom of speech, if I am right, I think was the team of their this year's jubilation and getting together with the mentees as well. Mm-hmm. And you attended this conference and two workshops on that. What were you able to learn from this?
What I was able to learn as a journalist and as a foreign journalist, and that was the main important things for me, by, because we were two foreign journalists, one from Ghana and one from, you know, I am from Togo naturally. And the thing is, like, is an association open to the to all female journalists, all professional female journalists. It is not like something something only Dutch only concerning German people. It is something where they are trying to include the foreign journalists, to empower them, to bring them something, and it's all about getting a coach. Getting a coach, what is a mentor who will empower you in during 1 year, because it's a yearly program, during 1 year, what exactly you want to learn in Germany as a journalist, where are you going to, what do you want to learn, what is your aim at the end of the day, and that was it.
Interesting. Let's say after the 1 year, where do you see yourself as a successful journalist? I mean, what actually would this mentorship program bring to your career?
Let's say the mentors program bring a lot in our careers, because it's every day, it's a daily work, it's a daily empowerment. Let me just make it very low. Mm-hmm. Nima, if for example you need a practicums plus, let me say yeah, practicums plus, then
that's internship of English,
you know, yeah. Like your coach or your mentor have the possibility to help you, like she's available, she is like open to all what you want to learn, all where you are going to, as I mean, engaging your professional career, she's like open, she's like waiting for you to say yes, I want to learn, so I want to do so. She is just available for your own aims, but it's only that our aims are so open, and it's not easy to just get there. And what we're doing with this mentoring program is like, we are not living in the same town, and that is the first handicap, and we have to always make to look the time, the convenable time to make an appointment to discuss about what you just actually want to do, and this elder journalist will empower you. And let me say, Nima, the elder journalists are not they are not retired, because if you say elder journalists, like they are still person people who are active.
Practicing, yeah.
You know? And my personal mentor, who I become, I got in Frankfurt, mm-hmm. Is Doris Maul, and Doris Maul is a journalist in SVR. Aussi bon, SVR is a regional.
In Bad
Württemberg, you know, and is one of the famous in Germany too. We can see so, and she is just like everyday. What you want to know? What is today? What your today's curiosity? It's like very interesting. At the end of the day, Nima, we can just say a person can lot. We can learn a lot. You can learn professionally. You can still keep good contacts with people, because in Frankfurt, where the meeting took place, we were about 30 journalists, about 28 German journalists, mm-hmm. and two foreign journalists.
28 German journalists and two foreign journalists, and fortunately for us, one of our participants from the Our Voice project, Ruby, which we are really happy, and congratulations to you for this breakthrough, for taking part in this one-year mentorship project. We wish you all the best, together with the Female Journalist Association of Germany.
I wish you take part of the next.
Inshallah.
Thank you, Nima.
Thank you, Ruby.